here's a story from The World.
Diplomats get into it sometimes. In other words, on occasion, they can be pretty undiplomatic. That's exactly what appears to have happened in a recent NATO meeting. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reportedly accused Turkey of cozying up to Russia, while Turkey's foreign minister pointed the finger at Pompeo for ganging up on the Turks. To talk through what this diplomatic kerfuffle was all about, we turn to Stephen Cook. Cook is a senior fellow for Middle East and Africa at the Council on Foreign Relations. He's also an expert on Turkish politics. Stephen, this was a meeting with Pompeo and foreign ministers from U.S. allies in NATO. What were they meeting to talk about?
Well, this was a routine NATO ministerial to discuss issues before the alliance. It also comes at a time when a major report that was commissioned by the French to chart the way forward for NATO over the course of the next decade or more. But it was notable that Pompeo really went after the Turks. This was Pompeo's last NATO ministerial. So he clearly took the opportunity to take some parting shots at Ankara.
Right. So if this is probably Pompeo's last big meeting as Trump's Secretary of State, what do you think he was trying to accomplish by confronting Turkey?
Well, first of all, Turkey has been pursuing a foreign policy that runs contrary to NATO. It is not an exaggeration to suggest that the Turks have cozied up to the Russians. They've bought a major air defense system from the Russians. They've worked with the Russians in places like Syria and Nagorno-Karabakh. They've also pursued a rather aggressive posture in the Eastern Mediterranean that has threatened NATO allies like Greece. So he's not entirely wrong on that issue. But we also have to keep in mind that Secretary Pompeo does have political ambitions.
So you mentioned that new NATO report. What will the next 10 years of NATO look like? And what is Turkey's role?
Turkey will remain within the alliance so long as the Turks want to remain. Every now and again, bubbles up that Turkey should be thrown out of NATO. But there's no mechanism to remove an alliance member. They have to decide to leave the alliance. But there are serious questions about the unity of NATO and what its purpose is going forward. There are all kinds of questions. And then, of course, there are these tensions within the alliance. The United States has obviously been the leader of this alliance. And over the course of the last 4 years, President Trump really has not undertaken the care and feeding of the alliance and given it much direction.
So NATO is at best at a turning point, at worst, unstable. What does the future of NATO look like with the new Biden administration?
Well, it's clear from President-elect Biden's statements that he sees America being back and that he wants to reestablish America's traditional role as the leader of the alliance and inject some life into it. You have to give President Trump some credit. The pressure that he's put on NATO allies has led to an increase in their defense spending. But at the same time, his attacks on the alliance have weakened it, just as we see a resurgent Russia. So it seems that President Biden will want to rejuvenate the alliance and direct it towards the efforts on the part of the Russians to weaken Europe, weaken the alliance, sow questions within the alliance about Western unity, and undertake aggressive actions on the alliance's periphery, whether it be Syria or in North Africa.
And Stephen, given that Mike Pompeo seemed to further muddy the waters with Turkey at this NATO meeting, what does a confrontation like this one at the meeting do to the incoming Biden administration? Like, how will Turkey and Recep Tayyip Erdogan view the new White House with this as a Trump parting shot?
There is a debate in Washington, a rather robust debate about what to do about Turkey. I think everybody recognizes that Turkey's foreign policy, particularly over the course of the last few years, has been problematic for the United States. It has complicated the fight against the Islamic State. It has increased tensions in the Eastern Mediterranean. There's tensions between Turkey and other strategic partners of the United States, including Israel, the United Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia. So Turkey is a real problem, and there is a debate over whether to punish Turkey for this aggressive action or whether to do things to try to salvage and save the relationship and set it on a new path. That is going to occupy some time of Biden's national security team. President-elect Biden is not known to have the kind of warm personal relationship with President Erdogan that President Trump did or that President Obama did in his first few years in office. So certainly Turkey is going to be one of those foreign policy challenges for the new administration.
Stephen Cook, Senior Fellow for Middle East and Africa, the Council on Foreign Relations. Thanks very much for your time.
My pleasure.